Good morning. Deacon Joe asked me in the sacristy just before Mass, he said, was yesterday your birthday? Which kind of hurt me that he didn't have that like circled on his calendar at home. And I said, well, not only was it my birthday, but I was actually baptized on the day I was born, right? And so I asked my mom one time, I said, Mom, why was I baptized on the day I was born? Was I sick or something? And she said, now I must add this part too, was I'm the seventh child. And she said, I don't know, there were so many of you, who knows what was going on back then. So I'm so glad that day meant so much to her. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I'll be honest with you, I was still in the at the last Mass as well. Yesterday, up until about 1 o'clock, I had one homily that I'd written earlier in the week already to give to you. But as the day went on, around 1 o'clock yesterday, I just took that homily and I threw it away because this isn't really a sequel to last week's homily, because I hate sequels because they're never good unless it's Godfather 2. And so Godfather 3 is horrid. But so I just call this more of an addendum to last week's homily. Now, as I said last week, as many of you know, I did preach on the horrendous scandals that are going on in the church today. And as I said last week, that was probably as low in my life, in my priesthood, that I've ever come. But because of so many of you who reached out to me over this past week, because of your prayers, your emails, your personal visits, and the fact that more people went to daily Mass this week and we had more consistent lines in the confessional, I'll be honest with you, that really did embolden me. It strengthened me, and it also reinvigorated my faith, not only in God, but in His bride, the church. But then someone this past week also pointed out to me another scandal, an even greater scandal that has not been reported and probably won't be reported, and it's this. It's what Satan has been able to accomplish over these last few weeks. Because, my friends, if you realize, over these last few weeks, he has caused us to take our eyes off the gospel. To take our eyes off the gospel, the reason for our existence, the reason for our very hope and joy. Satan has caused us to take our eyes off the gospel and focus solely on sin. To focus on our misery. To focus on our anger. And now he's laughing at us. He's laughing at us because of our misery. And so, my friends, I personally believe this is the time for feeling sorry for ourselves to come to an end. This is the time to stop apologizing for being Roman Catholic. And this is the time that we stop allowing ourselves to be the target of ridicule to the world. Because as Bishop Robert Barron said this past week, this is not a time to abandon. This is not a time to abandon Holy Mother Church. Rather, this is the time to stand up and to fight for Holy Mother Church. Because, my friends, as he said, we are not Roman Catholic because of some men. Rather, we are Catholic because of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ crucified and Jesus Christ risen from the dead. We are Catholic because of the sacraments and the Eucharist and the Blessed Mother. We are Catholic because of the saints and the teachings and the traditions, and we are Catholic. We are Catholic because even if leaders of the church fail us morally and even miserably, the Roman Catholic Church still remains the mystical body of Christ, the bride of Christ. And that, my friends, is worth fighting for. Yes, I know. The news may get worse before it gets better, and that is bad. But the good news is this. Now, right now, is the time to allow the light to dispel the darkness. To dispel the darkness in order to expunge from existence this blight, this blight on our church once and for all. And now is the time for all of us to demand changes. To demand changes take place and not put up any longer with lip service or a few prayers offered for the victims of this abuse. Recall if you were around in 2002 and you remember. Recall in 2002 how outraged we were with that scandal. But if you remember, as time went on, we went silent. We went silent, hoping this would all just go away and take care of itself. But now we have seen this cancer. This cancer has not only come back, but it has grown. But my friends, I say to you, I hopefully speak for all of us and say, no more. No more for the good of the church and for the good of our souls. We need to keep speaking up, and we need to keep speaking out, remembering those words of St. Thomas More, who said, the times are never so bad that a good person, a good Christian, cannot live within them. And so, my friends, I say to all of you, I say to all of us, take heart, because if you think about it, we were created for this very time in which we live. We were all created for this time. That is why we were baptized. That is why we go to Mass. That is why we pray. That is why we sacrifice. That is why we try to live out the Ten Commandments, so that we may have right now the grace and the strength to fight for Christ and to fight for the Holy Mother Church when she needs us the most. And as St. James said in the second readings, we must be more than hearers of the word, but we must also be doers of the word as well. So when historians look back on us, they will be able to say, when the church was at its darkest, it was then that the people of God finally stood up and shouted, no more. And that is when the bride of Christ shined its brightest. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.